as we know, within the four R's, nitrogen rate has the greatest influence on yield, and it also has the greatest influence on minimizing our environmental impact. And so one of the things that we wanted to look at for this presentation are how do soil texture and precipitation and these characteristics, how do they affect those agronomic optimal nitrogen rates? Especially as we know that with increased precipitation, as in Minnesota, we have increasing precipitation from the northwest down to the southeast, we know that can increase our nitrogen losses and affect our economic optimal nitrogen rates. In addition, our soil textures can also influence economically optimal nitrogen rates. So in this study, we have 14 sites, where we have four sites that are on the loamy sand, or coarse texture, as I'll refer to them through the rest of this presentation. And we have 10 sites on a fine textured soil, and that's what the bottom four sites represent. The objectives of this study were to determine the effect of nitrogen rate on yield and in-season soil nitrogen availability. We also wanted to determine the potential of in-season soil testing as a tool to predict yields and in-season supplemental nitrogen recommendations. To do this, we consider at each site in a random complete block design multiple nitrogen treatments, including sources and timings. But for this presentation, we're only going to consider the pre-plant treatments. So for the fine textured soils, they had 45 kilogram nitrogen per hectare rate increments from 0 to 270 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, except on two sites where they were reduced by 25%. On the coarse textured soils, we had an additional rate of 315 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and these sites were also irrigated. Whereas on the coarse or on the fine textured soils, they were not. After we had harvested and looked at the yields for each of these 14 sites, we decided to group these locations in order to better describe what was happening. And so in this graph, we have grain yield on the y-axis, nitrogen rate on the x-axis, and then we have the three groups that we delineated, where we have the group in blue, which consists of all coarse textured soils, and they had a linear response of nitrogen or of yield to nitrogen rate. We had a fine linear group, where, as shown in the orangish brown color, and then a fine textured quadratic plateau group in the green. It is likely that we have these varying responses to yield due to precipitation. For example, in 2014, precipitation was excessive, and that likely exacerbated leaching losses. Whereas in 2015 and 2016, our precipitation was more evenly distributed and was more evenly distributed, so we didn't experience as much potential for nitrogen loss resulting in that quadratic plateau. Our soil test values corroborate what we saw for yield. So for example, in this graph, and we're going to see another one that looks, or in this, yeah, in these graphs, we're going to see another one just like it on the next slide. So we have soil test value on the y-axis, we have nitrogen rate on the x, and then in blue we have nitrate, in orange we have the ammonium, and then solid lines represent the 0 to 30 centimeter depths, whereas the dashed lines represent the 30 to 60 centimeter depths. And then we have V4, V8, V12, and R1, when we had taken these samples. So as you can see, for that coarse linear group, nitrate and ammonium in the top 30 centimeters increased with increasing nitrogen rates. But then as you move from V4 to V8, that topsoil nitrate and ammonium had decreased at nearly all rates, similar to the check plot, whereas the nitrate in the 30-60 centimeter depth had remained high or about the same. And this is potentially indicative of nitrate leaching losses, which makes sense since this is a coarse textured soil. In addition, we should also note that from V8 to V12, across all nitrogen rates, they become very similar to the check plot. From V4 to V8, there's very little plant end uptake. There's some, but it's not huge. But from V8 to V12 to R1, this is a period of rapid end uptake, and if we have low soil nitrate or ammonium values, that can result in reduced yields, and that helps to explain why we saw linear responses The fine linear group also had similar soil texture or soil nitrate and ammonium values. They were just slightly higher, which indicates why we had slightly higher yields. In contrast, the fine textured quadratic plateau group had much higher nitrate and ammonium values than the coarse linear group, and they stay higher, especially for nitrate, longer through the growing season. Now remember, back on that fine quadratic plateau, it had plateaued right about 198 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And at V12, we can see that we still have somewhat greater nitrate levels in the topsoil than in the subsoil, or in the check, at about 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to the 180 and on. And so this likely helps to explain why we plateaued. Because our soil nitrogen seems to reflect and help to explain what our yields were going to be or what yield response we would achieve, there's potential that we can use these soil test values as a predictor for what yield will be. To look at this relationship, we use the modified arcsine log calibration curve. In this method, you take relative yield and regress it against your soil test values. We looked at this for the V4 and V8 soil test values. We looked at nitrate and total inorganic nitrogen from the 0 to 30 or for the 0 to 60 centimeter depths. In this table, we have the results for all fine textured soils. So when we ran the model for a coarse textured soil, it did not work very well. We had really high critical soil test values and really poor relationships. For a fine textured soil, as we present here, they were much better. They better related. We had higher R-squared values, and we had more reasonable critical soil test values. So as you can see on this table, we have nitrate in black, tin in blue, and then the 0 to 30 and 0 to 60 centimeter depths for the V4 and V8 models. Then we also, the most important thing to pay attention to is this R-squared value. At V4 we see that we have larger R-squared values than at V8, indicating that the V4 models are better predicting or better estimating our relationship of soil test value to yield. Within V4, we see that the nitrate 0 to 30 centimeter depth has as good or better R-squared values than any of those other models based on nitrogen species or depth. This is important because it's a shallower depth, so it's going to be much easier to soil sample. It's a cheaper analysis since we're only analyzing for nitrate. And compared to a V8 sampling, we have greater time and greater ease of, if we need to, apply in-season fertilizer. We can graphically represent the ALCC method for the V4 nitrate 0 to 30 centimeter depths across all fine textured soils, where we plot relative yield on the y-axis, and then the soil test value from the V4 nitrate 0 to 30 centimeter depth on the x-axis. The white dots represent the soil test value by relative yield pairs, and we can determine a critical soil test value as a point at which the 90% relative yield intersects our regression line. So for this model, it is 107 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, with 95% confidence limits of 98 and 118 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. With all models that are trying to use a critical soil test value to determine the best yield or an economical or agronomic optimal nitrogen rate, there's always the question, all right, I have a critical soil test value. What if I go out and soil sample at V4 and my soil test value comes out to be suboptimal? What then? How much nitrogen do I need to apply to bring it up to that critical soil test value? We have seen in a related study to this one that there was no yield difference between a pre-plant application and a V4 side dress application in yield. And so potentially, on a fine textured soil, that's important, on a fine textured soil in Minnesota. So we can potentially use our pre-plant soil test values, our pre-plant fertilizer applications, and see how the soil test values look at in season to relate that to relative yield to determine how much fertilizer we should apply, say, at the V4 sampling. To look at this, we regress soil test values from V4 nitrate at the 0-30 centimeter depth. We regress the soil test values across the pre-plant nitrogen rate. And so the white dots represent those pairs, and then we regress that line, which is shown in the black solid line. When we add in that critical soil test value determined from the ALCC method, so remember that was that 107 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare as your soil test value at V4, the point where it intersects our regression line indicates that it took a pre-plant nitrate rate of 232 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to achieve that soil test value. Now when we say, okay, I went out and soil sampled at V4, and my soil test came out suboptimal. I was at, say, 75 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We can use this regression line to say, by difference, it took me, or my soil test value says 75 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. My pre-plant N rate that corresponds to that was 180. By difference, I need to potentially apply an additional 53 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare as an in-season side dress application to bring my soil test value up to that critical soil test value to potentially achieve our optimal yields. While this relationship works well for past studies or having collected this data, we still need to validate this against future studies, and that could be a potential step moving forward. In conclusion, the V4 timing reflected early season nitrogen gains and losses, so due to mineralization or nitrogen or nitrate leaching losses. That V4 timing also provided the best correlations of our nitrogen species, whether it was ammonium or tin or nitrate, with our yield. In addition, the V4 timing provides greater time for an in-season fertilizer application rather than a V8. Plus, we don't have to have specialized equipment because the plants are still relatively small and we can get in there. On a coarse textured soil, we saw that the soil tin the soil tin across both depths was a better indicator of nitrogen availability at the V4 or V8 timings, but that ALCC model was unable to accurately predict using the coarse textured soils, and therefore the ALCC method may have only limited usefulness or effectiveness on a coarse textured soil. Whereas on a fine textured soil, the soil nitrate in that top 30 centimeters represent nitrogen fertility as well or better than any other combination of depth or nitrogen form. Also, the combined ALCC method, along with that soil test value by nitrogen rate regression, estimated critical soil test values and optimal nitrogen rates similar to the calculated agronomic optimal nitrogen rate. And so this may be a potential tool that can be useful for estimating our in-season side dress rate recommendations. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge the Minnesota Corn Growers for funding this project, the UMN Soil, Water, and Field Crew, and then Adrian Corendo. And with that, I'll take any questions, if we have time.